There's already been widespread condemnation in Congress of the train bombings in Mumbai since the attacks occurred July 11th, killing 182 people and injuring hundreds. The resolution says the attacks were aimed at undermining the principles on which Indian democracy is based. Referring to what it calls a historic chapter in U.S.-India relations, the resolution says the United States is even more determined to strengthen and support a newly expanded relationship with a democratic ally. Joseph Crowley, a New York Democrat, is the primary sponsor of the House measure.
The terrorists who have been attacking India since their founding are the same brand of extremists who continue to threaten the United States of America. Our two countries need to increase our cooperation to root out all terrorism.
Republican Ileana Ross Lehtinen heads the House Central Asia and Middle East Subcommittee.
We greatly value India's commitment to democracy, and we are grateful that it stands beside the United States as an ally in the war on Islamofascism.
Just after the train bombings in Mumbai, the U.S. Senate also condemned the attacks, noting what it called joint efforts between India and the United States to combat terrorism. In floor discussion on Wednesday, California Republican Daryl Issa said the attacks in India show that the fight against terrorism is a global one.
It is often said that India and America have a natural bond as two of the largest democracies. Today, we share a bond of a common enemy, what the 9/11 Commission identified as Islamist terrorism.
The House resolution and the earlier Senate measure come as Congress prepares for possible consideration of legislation required for the U.S.-India Civilian Nuclear Cooperation Agreement to go ahead. Congressman Tom Lantos referred to the agreement in a statement on the House floor.
I think it's appropriate that we demonstrate to our friends in India that we are with them in their times of trouble, and we are with them at moments when they plan to accelerate their economic development and move into the 21st century with large-scale civilian nuclear power.
Indian investigators say there has been some progress in efforts to determine who was responsible for the July 11th attacks, but so far there have been no breakthroughs. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.